Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, June 22nd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Schiff censored. American kids dumber. John McEnroe will exist forever. And this generation is the worst tippers. That's all coming up. Then Bill is here with your message of the day. First, the House of Representatives voted to censure Congressman Adam Schiff from California. He was one of the leading Democrats in the congressional investigations into Donald Trump during his presidency. He was then the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. The resolution says that Schiff was misleading the American people while pursuing the congressional investigation into Russia and the Trump campaign. The vote was 213-209 along party lines. It was a pretty wild scene as the House goes, Schiff standing in front of the entire House and the Speaker standing above him reading off the resolution. But all the Democrats went down to, they call it the well, and surrounded Schiff and then shouted shame at Speaker McCarthy. Average math and reading scores for 13-year-olds in the United States hit all-time lows. But don't blame COVID, though. Scores have been on a downward trajectory for many years. The National Center for Education Statistics Commissioner said, quote, steep drops in achievement, troubling shifts in reading habits, and rising mental health challenges paired with alarming changes in school climate led to the decline. Let me translate that. Kids are significantly dumber. Almost no kids choose to read. Very few even can. More kids than ever are taking drugs for anxiety, and schools are dangerous places for kids to be with the violence and the chaos in the hallways and now in the classrooms. Tennis, it looks like, will be one of the first sports to really embrace artificial intelligence, not only with robot judges making the court rulings, which seems easy enough. You've seen the computerized instant replays of challenged calls, but why not all calls? They think they can do it quickly enough to just have computers do it all. But even odder than that, the All England Club, which hosts Wimbledon, has teamed up with IBM and ChatGPT to deliver real-time commentary in the voice of John McEnroe. So the big matches will have John McEnroe, the real John McEnroe, but the smaller matches are usually put online with no commentary at all, but now they'll have AI John McEnroe commentating. That's incredible. Wimbledon starts July 3rd. Gen Z are the worst tippers. Only 24% of Gen Z, that's age 18 to 26, always tip their hairdresser. And how about this? Only 35% tip when they eat at a sit-down restaurant, compared to 83% of baby boomers who are 59 to 77. How do you not tip at a sit-down restaurant? Always the big tipper. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, the saga of Hunter Biden took a predictable turn this week when the Nepo guy took a plea deal from a Justice Department that did not want any part of his situation. It took 5 years for the U.S. attorney in Delaware to allege that Hunter Biden failed to pay taxes on more than $1 million and lied on his application to buy a handgun. A small ball case like that should have taken 5 months, not 5 years. The tax charges, incredibly, are misdemeanors. The gun crime is a felony, but it'll be expunged if Hunter behaves in the future. Mr. Biden did not receive jail time, and he'll most likely just pay a fine and be put on probation. Without a doubt, the Biden family soaked the corrupt worldwide financial system for more than $10 million, some say $20 million, while Daddy Joe was vice president. That happened beyond any doubt. As a mafia guy said in Godfather 2, the Bidens just wanted to wet their beaks, and Hunter got soaked. The unanswered question is whether Big Bird Joe got a taste. Don't know, but the guy has lived large for years without a salary backup. I do know that. I suspect the Biden money train story is not over. Republicans smell cash in the water, if that's possible. Two congressional committees are biding their time about whether Joe Biden himself received bribes. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Vincent says, Bill, I spent 10 years with the NYPD, 30 years with the Vermont Department of Corrections. During the 40 years, I never heard of a felony weapon charge getting a diversion program sentence. Thank you for that information, Vincent. Thank you. Ann Hill, Mountain Home, Arkansas. You said on the No Spin News that Trump didn't turn over the documents when asked. First, how do you know that they really asked for the documents? I'm skeptical of anything that government does. And information, the request from the National Archives, was presented to the grand jury. That's what prosecutors do. They present evidence, their evidence, to the grand jury. Now, if you don't trust the government, a lot of people don't trust, but that's what happened. Jacqueline Banellos, Mission Viejo, California. Does Hunter Biden have to pay back taxes? Yes. Is to pay back, and he'll be fine. As I write in a message of the day, I hope you read it today on BillO'Reilly.com. Somebody else will pay the fine for him. That's how these grifters go. Susan Line, Boswell, Downingtown, Pennsylvania. I'm confused. Is the plea deal regarding tax evasion, a weapons charge that has been in the news, mean Hunter Biden cannot be charged with any crimes? No. If he does, they could prove he did something else. They just can't charge him on those exact crimes again. It's called double jeopardy. Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. Your assessment of the Hunter Biden outcome reminds me of how I see things. I expect nothing, so I'm never disappointed. When someone surprises me by doing the right thing, it is an unexpected gift. That's a good philosophy. I don't have high expectations of humanity anymore, but I get angry when people do the wrong thing. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 46 years ago today, the former Attorney General of the United States went to prison for conspiracy, perjury, and obstruction of justice in the aftermath of the Watergate scandal. Here is the story of John Mitchell. After a brief career at a prominent New York City law firm, Mitchell became acquainted with Richard Nixon. He was a close political advisor to Nixon and managed his successful campaign for the presidency in 1968. He was appointed Attorney General in 1969, then stepped down in 72 to manage Nixon's reelection committee. John Mitchell abruptly resigned after the arrest of several men who were caught burglarizing the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee in Washington. In 1974, he was indicted on charges that he had conspired to plan that break-in and that he had obstructed justice and perjured himself during the subsequent cover-up of the affair. He was convicted in 1975, sentenced to 8 years in prison. Shortly before noon on June 22, 1977, John Mitchell began his sentence at the Maxwell Federal Prison Camp in Montgomery, Alabama. He is the highest-ranking official in American government to ever serve prison time. In total, he was incarcerated for 19 months. John Mitchell died in 1988 from a massive heart attack while walking on the streets of Washington, D.C. He was 75 years old. And here's something else you might not know. It was Richard Nixon's personal audio tapes that took Mitchell down. Recorded conversations show Mitchell was instrumental in not only plotting the Watergate break-in, but also paying off the culprits after they were arrested. He wanted their silence. In total, nearly $2 million was spent to protect Nixon during the scandal. The hush money did not work. Richard Nixon remains the only president to resign from office. If he had remained in the White House, he might have joined John Mitchell in a federal penitentiary. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.